Wow, what an honor. You may be seated, please. Thank you very much. That was good. I would go to his church, like literally. If that's how he starts it, I would attend his church. Yeah. It's one of the reasons I'm part of C3. Now, I come from Uganda, and our capital city is called Kampala. So I happen to live in two places. In the city, we have an apartment, and then we have a home in the country. So that's like 8 hours distance. Now, we don't fly to Kampala. Literally, we drive to Kampala, and we are the lucky ones. So others go by bus, and the journey by bus is free massage. The potholes on our roads, and it's really interesting. Those who know what an African bathroom looks like, you park in a nearby bush, and now Pat and Amanda know that very well. Done it for years. Now, we get to Kampala. To us, it's a land of opportunity. You go there to work. Now, we have a saying in Uganda that says, it does not matter how you came to Kampala. Because some go to Kampala on trucks, like luggage, like you pack sacks of things and they sit on top of those things. But somehow they end up in Kampala. Some go on the bus. Some drive to Kampala. Now, when we reach Kampala, we all start walking and we greet each other. And we say, it doesn't matter how you came to Kampala, you are in Kampala already anyway. These amazing stories are incredible. So incredible. Hearing Steve, the dancer. Just amazing. Then the next story and the next one and the next one. And I'm whispering to Deborah, I'm like, how did we come? How did we end up being in the room? We were in our Southern Africa conference, and some of the delegates asked me, and they said, they literally thought, since C3 began in Sydney, they thought I was born there. And they were asking me about Pastor Phil and Chris's church, and how we grew up in that church and how I became part of the team. And I was looking at them and I'm like, I'm just like you. It doesn't matter how we came, but we are C3. Very C3s. And that's the beauty of being in the room. We've been given opportunity, and we will not mess up this opportunity. Standing here before you today is a very great opportunity. Thank you, Pastor Phil and Chris, for believing in me. Thank you, John and Danielle, for believing in me. And thank you for listening to this Ugandan, African, proud African. And it's gonna be a good ride. Thank you. My wife, Deborah, thank you. Yeah, she's, love you so much. Awesome. I'm gonna talk to you about belonging. I see a family, I see a great family of people who belong. Last night was a game changer for me. And when the band sang that song, Your Kingdom Come, that Toronto song written by Joe Pringle, my goodness, that was like, it was my highlight for last year. Every time I sang it, every time we sang it, and I was telling our band leaders, please, let's do this song. We did it for our vision builders. But I don't know how many times I cried over that song. It's about the cost. And I'm like, Lord, I'm gonna pick up that rugged cross And with joy, I count that cost. I say, God, I'm going to give myself to build your house. No matter the cost, I will be there. I will do it. And Pastor Phil last night was nailing it. The ecclesia, the called out ones, the assembly of the saints, the gathered ones. People have reduced us to a religious denomination. Others have reduced us to a social group. Others have reduced us to whatever they want to call us. We are not a political group. We are not a religious organization. We are the Church of Christ. We are the gate of heaven. We are that ladder. We have the keys. And I want us all to feel like we have a place at the table. You may not be on this stage. You may not be on the front line. You may not be on the middle line. You may be down there incognito. And you might think that the people who come to stage are the ones who are anointed. The ones who have the money are the ones who are anointed. The ones who live in Kampala are the ones who are anointed. Really, it's not just that. And this morning I felt like I want us this morning to salute my heroes, the people I really admire, the people I love. I don't know how they do it. Sometimes I think it's hard to live in Africa, but I don't know how these people become Christians in these nations. Yesterday, someone whispered to me from our teams in Africa, and he said, Pastor Rock, well, just a thought. I feel a church in Somalia. And I looked at this gentleman. I said, even a thought of Somalia, to me, I salute you. Like that's amazing. So I just want everyone who came from the stands, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, all those stands that I can't pronounce, and Russia, to stay seated. And I want to ask all of us to stand and honor those amazing Christians. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You may be seated. You are amazing. You've been on my heart. And every time I'm like, we want to plant churches. And sometimes we put our vision ahead. And sometimes what we want shields the vision of the kingdom. In most cases, we want to go where it's comfortable. And sometimes I sit and say, if it was Peter, if it was John, would he have a vision like mine? Would it be a comfortable vision? Would it be just a vision that is decorated and nice and looking well? I'm like, where would he want to go? Where is the heart of the Father? And that's where I'm basing my message this morning. Where is the heart of the Father? And that's going to give you a reason to belong to the movement. Where is the heart of the Father? I know he has a heart for your city. I know he has a heart for your country. But ecclesia is not just about your city. Ecclesia is not just about the small thoughts that you have. The Church of Christ is spread wide. Those brothers and sisters from the stands are the heartbeat of God, just as you are the heartbeat of God. And there has to be a system that networks us. There has to be something that knits us together and joins us together so that we will do the will of the Father, that his kingdom will come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that is the beauty of belonging to this movement. Because then yesterday I could listen to this pastor from Pakistan, and I'm looking at him and I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh God. And the next thing I'm telling him, I'm like, the other time I wanted to come with Richard. They couldn't give me a visa, and I'm like, next time I want to come. Whether I come like a tourist or I come like a commando, I will come. Yes. And I'm like, my goodness, how do I get involved? This is the ecclesia. This is the church of Christ. It's not just about Africa. It's not just about Nigeria. It's not just about Asia. It's the called out ones. It's the saints. And the movement is giving us a very good platform for every one of us, not just to focus on what God can do in our city with our dream, with our vision, but that our hearts will be open and we will embrace what He wants to do in the world. That His kingdom will come. His will be done. That it will be our mission, that we will burn with passion for that, and we will not stop till we see that come to pass. So you may not go there physically, but the movement gives you opportunity. If I was not given opportunity, I wouldn't be here. If someone did not believe in me, I wouldn't be here. The world is full of people who want to do their own thing, their own way, in a comfortable style. But I came to challenge you in a simple way. Belonging to the movement gives you an opportunity to know rock, to support rock, and to allow rock to support you. And all my brothers and sisters from the stands, we are not simply here to be supported. From Africa, from Asia, from India, we are not the disadvantaged ones. Do I look disadvantaged? Every nation, every region has something. There's a lot of potential in this room. So find a way of displaying what you have. If I try to emulate Steve, I would die. Steve doesn't exist. But it was amazing seeing Steve in Uganda, how he would blend with the church. And the last time he preached at our church, I was not there. But you know, the messages I received were like, Rock, we got the best preacher for the year. Just amazing. And I'm like, look at this. Now, can you imagine Steve in Uganda? And he's amazing. The beauty of being part of the movement is that we can be global. And I'm encouraging you, please, belong. Belong, belong, belong. There are a lot of Steves out there. There are a lot of rocks, a lot of Sams out there. Many, many outside there. And we can link up with them just because we belong. You don't have this scripture, but I'm just going to read it. Hebrews 12, 1 to 3 says, therefore, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw away everything that hinders and the sin that easily entangles us. Well, I don't want to talk about the sin. That's another day. But I simply want to talk about the hindrances, the things that stand in our way, the things that stop us from fulfilling the mission. And as we fulfill this mission, as you do your vision, as you do whatever God has placed on your heart, I want you to always remember that you are not the first one to dream. You are not the first one to have a vision. We are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. This ecclesia we are talking about, people shed their blood for it. And if they look at us being comfortable, if they look at us trying to hide in our corners in the name of saying, I'm simply doing what God put on my heart. Baby, it's not just what God put on your heart. It's the will of God. And that's broad. What God put on your heart is part of the big picture. So let's paint the big picture and let's be part of the movement so that we can do what is in our heart. But as we look at the big picture, we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. And I reckon one of these days you're going to meet Brother Paul and he's going to say, Kongs, you did it. You smashed it. So they are there. Let us throw everything that hinders. If there's anything that hinders us from fulfilling the mission, let's put it out of the way and go for what the Father wants. And let us run. Let us run with perseverance the race that is marked for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. There is something to endure. It's not all going to be comfortable. We are going to endure some pains. For us to belong in a movement that's like this, that is fulfilling the will of the Father, there are going to be a lot of things that we need to endure. But let's throw away the things that divide us. Let's throw away every hindrance and pursue the mission and run with perseverance. We have a mission. Let's go after the mission. The other things can come later. The one who preached, the one who service led, the one who is the regional director, all that can come later. We are knitted together by our mission, and that comes first. I don't care who is the leader. I don't care who leads the region. The name is not important. But the mission and the culture of the kingdom is important, and I will pursue that. Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. It says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? There are three things that will help you to belong to a family like this one well. Three things. It says, oh, what fellowship can light have with darkness? The first thing is fellowship. For us to be yoked together, we have to be in fellowship. Don't distance yourself. Show up. I always tell people in our region, just one regional gathering is not going to crush your vision. It's not going to blow up your church. It's just one. One global leaders gathering in 12, 10, my goodness, it's one. Come, let's do it together. Fellowship is key. What harmony is there between Christ and Bell? The second one is harmony. Let's seek some harmony. We can't be singing in A, and then the keys are in G. Are you understanding me? I know it's your vision. I know it's your dream. But the key you're playing, my goodness, let's seek some harmony. Read the atmosphere. I think it's key G. Then try G. so that the music is going out loud, so that the will of the Father is done on earth as it is in heaven. What agreement is there between the temple of God and of idols? The third thing is agreement. And when it's agreement, wherever there's going to be some agreement, there's going to be some legal language, going to be some, literally, some requirements that make the relationship binding, not shaky. Then sometimes we will talk about levies. Let's agree about some things. Oversight, some tough talks. So these things are the ones that make up the yoke. Those things show that you belong. You are in fellowship. You are in harmony. You are in agreement. So we can play the same. You can play key G on keys. Another one can play key G on the bass. Another one can play key G on something else, but we're in harmony. So you can do that in Toronto. We can do that in Kampala. You can do that in KL. He can do that in Sydney. He can do that in Pakistan. But we are still in harmony. The will of God be done. His kingdom come. His will be done. Belonging involves more than simply acquainting yourself with the movement. It goes further towards gaining acceptance and support from all of us, but also you providing us that acceptance and that support. If you really desire to fully belong, then you're going to adjust some few things. It's not going to be a very comfortable journey, but for the mission, for the goal, you are going to do it. And this is what I see. I see people making an effort. From this conference, I'm looking at people making an effort. How do I belong more? How do I participate? Call me, I want to help. I'm available. I want to be part of what God is doing. I see people making an effort to engage, to participate in activities of the movement. I see people waiting on each other. It will take patience. If you came to Africa, you don't expect me to understand you in 1 minute. But it takes time. Give it time. We will not understand our leaders sometimes, but just give it time. Our Bible college principal told me, Rock, sometimes keep it simple, stupid. Like you just say, okay, fine. Pastor Pat calls it swallowing the big gulp. Like it's a tough talk, but no. Like, yeah. But keep moving. I see people focusing on our similarities more and lesser on our differences. I see people who are open to new ways of doing things. I see people who are comfortable to reveal who we are. Who will put that hashtag, we are C3, so that people can see what God is doing through us. I see a church that is alive. I see a church that is not just Eastern, Western, Northern, Southern. I see a C3 church that is knit together by the blood of Jesus. Who gave me the mic?
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you throughout the year, around the world, at our regional gatherings. Are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.